Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning and welcome. It is Thursday, August 31st, last day of the month. September begins tomorrow, entering a long holiday weekend. And you're listening to Traffic Report. My name is Joe. We come to you live every single weekday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The goal is to give you something to think about, hopefully drop something into your noodle that will inspire you to take some action today. Want to open it up here in a few minutes to get some feedback from you guys as well. A couple things I want to talk about here first. First and foremost, prayers and thoughts heading to Houston. As you guys know, Chuka, he's been checking in with us. I don't know if he's on the line here this morning. Chuka's been checking in with us throughout the course of the week, and I heard early this morning that the floodwaters have hit his house. He and his family are in a shelter. They're safe. But I think that there's been some damage to their home and they've lost some of their stuff, which is a very, very sad thing. So prayers and thoughts go out to Chuka. As I've been saying throughout the course of the week, if you would just be, you know, mindful rather than buy that mega Starbucks, whatever it is that you're buying, maybe make a small donation to the American Red Cross. American Red Cross, that's where you want to go. They're vetted. The money gets to the where it's supposed to get. So if you would, keep Chuka and his family, and also Mikhail Pryor. You know, Mikhail, he's in Louisiana. I understand that there's flooding now. That tropical storm has come back on shore, and it's in Louisiana. I'm not sure if you're online today, Mikhail Pryor, but if you are, our thoughts and our prayers go out to you as well. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we together, as a community, as a family, we've got tremendous power. We can make a donation of just a few dollars to the American Red Cross if you find it in your heart, okay? I mean, somebody said to me yesterday, most people do not make donations because they can't make a big donation. This is what somebody said to me. We were talking about this crisis going on down there in Houston, in Texas. And we were talking about just making a small donation if every single one of us could just help a little bit. And this guy said, it's interesting. He said, most people, they would like to donate, but they don't because they can't go big. You know, you see some of these, like I think Leonardo DiCaprio donated $1 million. Ellen DeGeneres, $1 million. There was a whole bunch of them, you know, that I saw this on social media. Everyone's coming to the fore. But you know what? We together, we can have as much influence, you know. So just if you have it in your heart, you can go online, make a $10 donation, and boom, it'll make a difference. I promise you. Okay, a couple of quick things this morning. Want to talk to you about the first thing is, well, we already talked about it. It's about taking care of each other. It's about being a community. It's about sending some love and some prayers to the people who really, really can benefit. And all of us can benefit from some love and some prayers, believe me, every single day. Okay, the next thing I wanted to quickly talk about with you was yesterday's Traffic Academy. Now, it was a really cool piece. We're editing up the video. I saw Karen was wondering if there's a replay, and yes, the answer is yes. There's a replay of yesterday's video. We're trimming it up a little bit because it did go long. It was 90 minutes. So we're going to trim some stuff out of there that was just banter, and we're going to get it compacted. For those of you who were there, you know about the Search Triggers tool. Now, everyone who was there will receive an email, and in that email, you will have access to the upgrade version of Search Triggers, which is valued, I think it was $30 a month. So it's a $360 bonus, okay, that you're going to have access to the Search Triggers tool. And I'm going to be bringing Victor Grant back out to do a follow-up webinar because, as you guys know, everyone who was there yesterday was given the opportunity to be a partner on a launch, okay, a joint venture launch. If you have a list, if you've built a list, if you have a Facebook page, you'll be able to share this really cool JVZoo tool with the people on your list, and you will receive 50% commission just for sending to your list. You don't have to spend any money. You don't have to buy anything. You'll have the opportunity to become a joint venture partner on a very cool thing. Victor was awesome yesterday. He was working on 2 hours sleep in the last 48. He was a little zany, I'll admit. I love the guy. He's doing so much work behind the scenes. He is who he says he is. For those of you who were there yesterday, you should have a link. Well, I think everybody who is a member of Traffic Academy will have a link. I was in touch this morning with Carl refining some stuff, and there was a couple links that weren't functioning properly. But everybody will have access to the tool, the search triggers tool, all of the cool stuff in the back office, the PDF file. There'll be the book that Victor wrote. It's the real stuff. It's the real deal. And I urge you guys to use the search trigger tool. You know, you're looking for keywords, right? If you're going to be posting, if you're going to be sending emails, whatever you're going to be doing, if you're looking to rank in search engines, this is like power. This is like turbocharge. The search trigger tool is such a cool thing. We're going to revisit this, though, okay? We're going to bring Victor back out for a repeat performance, so stand by for that. But what a cool event it was. A bunch of you guys were there. A whole bunch of you guys registered, but for whatever reason, stuff comes up. We get that. We understand. So we're going to make sure that there's a lot of value there. We're going to make sure that's going to be there for you, that software is going to be there, the PDF file will be there, the book will be there. And then everybody who shows up as a member of Traffic Academy will get the upgrade, which is a $360 value excuse me, I've just been distracted here for a second. The search triggers event. Okay, quickly, I also want to comment on Black Belt Marketers training last night. I don't know if you were on the Black Belt Marketers call last night, but it's robust. It's, what do I say? This is what I like to call it. Iron fist in a velvet glove. It's hardcore, man. It's the truth. It's old school. And if you want to have results, it's killer training. Now, remember, there's a follow-up tonight, okay? There's another event that takes place tonight. I'm going to make sure that you guys are paying attention. So get ready to write this down. Get ready to write this down. You ready? SecretSourceWebinar.com. www.SecretSourceWebinar.com. That's tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. SecretSourceWebinar.com. This is a sales webinar. This is about promoting the Traffic Authority, Traffic Academy business. This is designed to inspire people to make a decision, get started today. Okay, this kind of replaces the three webinars that we've been using for the last year or so. This is a replacement. This is live. Okay, so make sure. SecretSourceWebinar.com, 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. All right, let me look at my list here. What else do I got for you? I came across a piece this morning, as I always do, as I was looking at my going through my Success magazine, of course. Everyone loves Success magazine. I know that I do. Darren Hardy's magazine had a really cool thing this morning. I talked about him yesterday. He has a cool thing, six success lessons you need to improve yourself. Okay, this is under the personal development. I'm going to share some of this stuff with you. This really motivated me this morning. The first lesson comes from a guy I've heard. It's a guy that Curtis Conrad mentions, Gary Vaynerchuk. You know who Gary Vaynerchuk is? You see him? He's another one of these hardcore guys. What he says is quit caring and take ownership. What does that really mean, quit caring and take ownership? This is what he says. First off, unbelievable happiness comes from a self-belief that's not swayed by people's opinions of you. So many people don't do what they love because of what others say or think. They hedge and they settle in life. Think about this. In our world, direct selling network marketing, are we ever ridiculed? I mean, seriously. You know, I'm a grown man, right? I'm a baby boomer. I was in Chicago just a couple of weeks ago for a family funeral, and I had people asking me, am I ever going to get a real job? You know, people still can't believe that I'm a direct selling network marketer, and I have been for 30 years. Do you ever get that stuff? Somebody ever question the decision that you've made where you're going to apply your talents? Here's what Gary Vaynerchuk says. I don't give a crap what people think of me. It's incredibly important what my inner circle thinks of me, but it's stunning how much I'll push back if someone tries to impose their will without knowing me. Not caring takes intestinal fortitude. By 91, you'll be stunned by how little you care. And then he talks about authenticity, talks about optimism. Number two, though, in this little article here, and I urge you to go to Success Magazine, six lessons you need to know to improve yourself. Number two, and this comes from a guy by the name of Craig Handley. He's a co-founder and CEO of Listen Trust. And he says, invest in personal growth. And isn't this kind of what we do every single morning? You know, every single morning we talk about marketing. We talk about what's going on in Houston, for example. We're talking about the training that was made available to you guys yesterday. If you took advantage of it, it was powerful. If you really want to learn some stuff, we had some powerful training last night. As a matter of fact, in the history of Traffic Authority, in the history of the Academy, I think last night was the first time, yesterday was the first time we ever had one of our trainers offer to partner, offer us to become his partner on a joint venture and receive 50% commission on every single sale that's made through your list. How cool was that, right? But we also do the personal growth thing every single day. Every morning we talk about how can we invest in ourselves to grow personally, grow professionally. And this guy here says this, dig this. Albert Einstein once said, intellectual growth should commence at birth and cease only at death. Henry Ford said, anyone who stops learning is old. Anyone who keeps learning stays young. And he says, my message is that you can't grow a business past your own personal growth. Have mentors. Join masterminds. Teach out your weaknesses through others because we're usually blind to our liabilities. For example, when I first started making money, I remember buying a Rolex and thinking I was smarter than everyone else. That mentally held me back. Seek personal growth as an opportunity to fix what's broken within you. You don't have to lose confidence to work on areas in your life that hold you back. Here's another one. It's kind of in the same realm, okay? Here's a guy by the name of Roberto Orci. He's a Hollywood super producer and screenwriter. His TV shows have grossed more than $5 billion worldwide. Many of us think that once we've graduated from school or college, we're done learning. Wrong. You must remain a student until the day you die. You must create your own syllabus for what you want to learn next. Have you ever had the feeling that you wish you could read every book in the library? Use the feeling to pick a new topic you know little about or something you want to know more about and be your own teacher. Do your homework, which sounds like a terrible word, but not when it's self-assigned. You can always be learning. If you're not, your instinct for curiosity has been damaged. That's from a guy who's generated $5 billion. Pretty cool, huh? In TV show sales worldwide. Here's another guy, Mark Bloom, a nationally recognized real estate expert and a co-founder of Net Worth Reality. With more than $500 million in residential transactions in 2016 alone. Be responsible. There was a point in my life when I felt the need to make more serious changes and take things up to a level. After much introspection, I boiled it down to one insanely simple idea. If I wanted to be a more successful, responsible person, I needed to make daily decisions that a successful, responsible person would make. The immense power of this mindset hit me a few days later in an aha moment. Listen to this. Here's what he says. It was a hot Texas summer, and I was rushing out the house. As I tried to grab a glass of ice water, a couple of ice cubes hit the floor. I could have easily walked away. The ice cubes would have melted and evaporated. No big deal leaving them, right? Wrong. It's a huge deal. Successful, responsible people don't leave ice cubes on the floor. They square away a little things. How you make small, insignificant decisions will impact every other decision in your life. It's a value set. To take success to the next level, you must analyze your values and how you make decisions. Choose not to take the lazy way out. Stop letting yourself off the hook. Take 10 seconds and pick up the ice cubes in your life. It's a great metaphor for being a professional in our niche, whatever that niche may be. Now, if you've noticed, one of the things that you're going to see here, like with the Jay Joshua stuff, like last night in the Black Belt Marketers call, he often references finding your own passion. What is your passion project? I love that term that he's coined. What is your passion project? Maybe it isn't traffic. I get that, but the Traffic Authority is unique. It's unique stuff because we do encourage everyone to find that passion project, but we also inspire you to come back home. Come back to Traffic Authority. But make the important decisions in your life matter, right? The little things, making that phone call, picking up the phone, returning an inquiry on time ahead of schedule. Those are the things. That's what he's talking about here when he says be responsible. And then finally, and I'm going to open it up here to get some feedback from you guys. This comes from Sweta Patel, a startup marketing advisor and founder of Silicon Valley Startup Marketing. who's consulted for more than 200 early stage startups and high growth companies. Here's what she says. Think like a leader, but act like a student. You are ultimately the boss of your life, but constantly acting like the boss will not get you far with people. Seeking to learn from those around you means acting like a student. The attitude has helped me surround myself with entrepreneurs who are making a difference. They see my willingness to learn, improve, and contribute to the world. As a student, I love listening to others' input if it means 100% even if it means 100% criticism, because over time, I've used others' criticism to improve, evolve, and persist. Again, I'm going to give you these five things. If you want to write them down, I'll post this up on Facebook. Number one, quit caring and take responsibility. Number two, invest in personal growth. Number three, learn or retire. Number four, be responsible. And number five, think like a leader, but act like a student. And there it is. I'm going to put this on our Facebook page. I think it's really cool. Hold on. As we're speaking right now, and you know, did you notice that there was some guy who was trying to pitch something this morning on our Facebook page? I don't know if you saw that or not, but he's G-O-N-E gone. Can't stand when people try to ride our coattails here. We got so many good, cool people, open people. It really bugs me when somebody tries to just come in here and, like, poach. It's like poaching, right? All right, there it is. You'll find that on the cover. You'll find that on our post pinned to the top of our Facebook page today. Pinned the post. All right, let's open it up and see what you guys are thinking. Got a lot of people in the queue here today. You know the drill. If you've called into our live line, call into our number, 319-527-6087. You press 1 on the keypad of your phone. And what I'm going to do is announce the last four digits of the phone number you're calling in from, and then we're going to pull you out here and see exactly what you guys are thinking. Before I go in this further, though, I want to remind you that even if you can scrape up $10, think about what you're spending your money on. Starbucks is expensive. McDonald's is expensive. Everything is pizza. Try to take your family out for pizza. You're going to be $100 if you got 3-4 kids. I mean, everything costs. And remember, you know, a little bit will make a difference. As I said earlier, it doesn't have to be large. It could be a little. My recommendation is American Red Cross. Okay, Red Cross has been vetted out. It's ancient. They know what they're doing. They can use the assistance. $10 will make a difference. And remember that we're impacting lives, okay? Think about Chuka. He's called in the last couple of days. You guys have heard him here. I understand that he has actually taken on the water. He's lost some stuff. He and his family are safe. They're okay. Their energy is high. They're in a shelter. So, you know, think about these people. And Mikhail Pryor, if you're on here today, let us know that you're okay. He lives in Louisiana, and that hurricane or whatever it is, tropical storm, has now moved a little bit further down the coast, and now it's plummeting another region. So keep those guys in your prayers. Keep them in your thoughts. And like I said, a little bit will go a long way, especially if you're consistent. We've got all these people in our community. We're a large, growing community. If everyone will pull together, stick together, we can and we will make a difference. Okay. I'm going to say the last four digits of your phone number. You come on out. Let me know what you're thinking. Hey, there's Ralph. Ralph Melf, come on out. Ralph, how you doing today? I guess Ralph is snoozing today. Let me go to 0191. Come on out. 0191, you're next.
Good morning, Joe. Mr. Joe, how you doing? Mikhail Pryor.
Mikhail, I was just talking about you. Are you guys okay? Dry?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine, Joe. Thank you for your prayers and everyone praying for me and your thoughts. You know, we're doing great here. Finally got some sunshine after all the rain and stuff. There's some flooding going around, but me and my family are safe, and my heart goes out to the people that are stuck in the flood, especially in Houston. I have family in Houston as well, you know, and the outcome didn't come out too good. So my prayers and thoughts are with them as well as with all the others that had flood damage. That's the thing, Joe, you know, once you realize how you find, and you know, there's nothing to complain about, because there's always someone that has it worse than us, you know. And those are the ones we have to reach out to and pray for, you know, that their situation will be under control and that they can move on with their life and get their families back together. And first of all, I want to thank Doug. Doug gave me a call this morning, man. That means a lot to me because, man, you don't just have a business here. You have a relationship. How often do you know that any business that the owner will call you and check on you and your family, man? That really means a lot to me. Thank you, Doug. I really appreciate that call this morning. Appreciate all y'all, man. We just have a great community with people to share their love, you know. And then and those who are listening on this call, you know, we have a lot of people on the call, that, even though they didn't press the button, but they're listening, Joe, you know. And I just wanted to let them know this is what you get, man. You're not just getting a business, man. You're getting a relationship with people that really care about your success and really going to help you with your outcome. And that's what's so great, man. I just love this program, this business, the people here. The community is wonderful, man. It's second to none, you know. But just what I was just thinking about some of the things you were saying this morning, Joe. You were saying about taking the initiative, man. And I love one of your quotes on your pages. It says something about if you aim for nothing, you'll hit it every time. And that is so true, you know. Mm-hmm. We have to stir up things in our life in order to get things going. Comfortable, it's okay to be comfortable, but there's nothing in comfort. There's no energy in being comfortable. You have to get things rattled to get prayers again and your concerns. And that's all I have for you today, Joe. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Mikhail Pryor, thanks for checking in today. And thank you for the kind words. And on behalf of Doug Wellens and all of the family and the team, that works behind the scenes, thank you for the kindness. Doug Wellens is a unique character. He does care. He picks up the telephone. He connects with people. And, Doug, if you're listening, thank you on behalf of all of us for representing, right? You're representing. When Doug makes that kind of a play, right, when he picks up the telephone, he's representing all of us, right? He's representing all of us. You know, we're kindred spirits here. We really are. We've gone through some stuff. We go through some growth. We all, you know, we have a target. We want to make the money. We want to be able to take care of our family. But at the end of the day, it's really the people. What we're doing here, we're kind of like bringing the human spirit to this online digital world. It's very cool, Mikhail. You're important. Thank you for your kind words. Thank you for your prayers. I really do appreciate you coming out here today. Let me keep it moving. Let me go to 0260. Come on out. 0260, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Curtis Conrad here from North Fort Myers, Florida.
Curtis,
doing
what's
great,
up, man?
Yeah, man, doing great, and it's getting better. I really, really fired up about Victor Grant. He's definitely quite a character. One thing I really noticed was all the books he has in his library there. We were talking about that learning, and man, it's you don't see a library like that very, very much anymore. At least I don't. I posted this up on Facebook. You know, we're talking about the little bit of from everybody can turn into a lot by Helen Keller. Alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much. That's pretty good. And I also, Jay Joshua's Black Belt get together yesterday was really good. And he talks about how some of his mentors, you know, like Tony Robbins and Napoleon Hill, and I thought, well, seeing it's Throwback Thursday, why not talk about Napoleon Hill and the six desired defined practical steps? If you don't mind, I'll read through them real quick here.
Sure, quickly. Go ahead.
Yeah. Number one, fix your mind. The exact amount of money you desire, it is not sufficient merely to say, I want plenty of money. Be definite as to the amount. There is a physiological reason for definiteness, which will be described in a subsequent chapter. Number two, determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. There is no such reality as something for nothing. Number three, establish a definite date when you intend to process the money you desire. Number four, create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you are ready or not, to put this plan into action. Number five, write out a clear, concisive statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire. Name the time limit for its question. You know, I'm tough on these words, Joe.
Acquisition. I think it's acquisition. Go ahead. Keep going.
Acquisition. State what you intend to give it in return for the money and describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. And number six, read your written statement aloud twice daily, once just before you retiring to go to bed at night and once after rising in the morning as you read, see, and feel and believe yourself already in possession of the money. And that came on page 22 of Think and Grow Rich. So everybody have a great day. I enjoy this show so much and look forward to the uplifting vibes that you get from listening. And I encourage everybody to come on board, press one, and get involved with our community. Have a great day, everybody. Sending out lots of love and prayers. Boom, shakalaka.
Thank you, Curtis. And please remember to invite your guests tonight. SecretSourceWebinar.com, okay? This is really cool. It's a webinar. It's live. It's designed to convert your prospects into your customers, paying clients. So I want to make sure that everybody's using this tool tonight, okay? So invite. You're talking about how cool this is, the calls, the radio show, the training calls, Black Belt Marketers. You're talking about Victor Grant, all these cool things that we have. Let's share it, man. Let's get more people in here. Let me go to 5963. You're next. Come on out. 5963.
Good morning, Joe. This is Barry in Tucson, Arizona. How are you?
I'm great. Barry, what's going on, man? I missed you the last couple of days. How are you doing? What's happening?
Yeah, doing all right. Thanks for asking. Having some technology issues. You know, I was with one provider for over 30 years. Finally got fed up with them. So new internet provider and TV and all that stuff. But obstacles, we get over them. How are you doing, buddy? Sounds like you're doing well.
I'm doing well. It's a choice, though. You know, you make a choice. You know, every single day you decide what you're going to be and how you're going to do. Either you're a victim or you are in control, right? It's only about decisions.
Yes, sir.
That's my question. Because this morning I got up and, you know, I was like, you know, kind of sleepy and, you know, I just wasn't feeling it. And I made the decision. I jumped into some empowering stuff. I read the Daily Stoic. I spent some time in Success Magazine. And the next thing you know, it is, we are rolling here, man. And we have so much to be grateful for, right? We really do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the thing is, we need to remember and realize that every day. That's the problem.
Yeah,
we don't realize and remember often enough what we need to be grateful for, what we got right in front of us. But anyway, I'd like to send out prayers and thoughts to Mikhail and Chuka and everybody else out there in Houston, that area. I can't even imagine what they're going through, all the pictures and videos I've seen, but I'll see if I can get something off to them. I mean, yeah, even if it's just something little, you know, everybody can do something. But I don't want to take up the whole show.
The most heart-wrenching story. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I saw this thing, you know, speaking of Houston and speaking of family and love, I saw a story about a woman that they found, and she was drowned. And she was floating in the water, and her baby was in a backpack on her back. She actually sacrificed herself. She drowned herself to keep that baby above water, and they were able to save the baby.
Wow.
It's remarkable. Yeah, it's true.
Wow.
It's true, man. It's remarkable. The strength that people have when it comes to love.
Yeah, the things, and then we sit here and cry about the decisions we have to make on a daily basis. Look at the decisions she had to make, but.
You know what I mean?
Anyway, on that note, yeah, well, I want to take up the whole show, like I said. I'm sure there's other people in the queue. And everybody out there, have a great Thursday, especially you, Joe. I appreciate everything you bring to us every single day, buddy.
You're very welcome. Thanks for coming out here, Barry. I appreciate it, and I did miss you the last couple of days. 5677, come on out here. Is this Dale Ann?
Yes, it is, Joe. How is everyone out there today?
Well, I'm doing good, and you've heard from a handful of our community members. People are doing good. But, you know, for every person who presses one, there's two or three that just sit there and listen. So I want to encourage everybody, you know, if it's your first time, you got to break the ice eventually. So don't hesitate. But I can speak for myself. I'm doing fine. And we've heard from a handful of people who are doing fine. How about you?
I know. I'm doing great. I'm just sitting here looking out the window, having breakfast, and waiting, hopefully waiting for some rain to come, because maybe it'll make it hotter, but at least, you know, the ground will get wet. And my prayers and donations are going to be going out to his Houston family. Also, I just want to remember Ree, because we haven't heard from her. She had her surgery. It was her birthday yesterday, and I just want to keep her in our thoughts and in our prayers, just to know that she's being thought of every single day here on our radio show. I have a quick question. Jay keeps saying that maybe that the black belt marketers will be repeated, and usually when I listen, I'm at work, and so I'm there listening most of the time, but then towards the end, I get really busy, and then I have to walk away from the computer. So I was wondering if there's a way that we can the other programs can be repeated. That would be awesome. There's so much good information in there.
Yeah, it is awesome stuff. It is. I agree with you.
And then Victor, he's just off the charts, and he's just hysterical, and he has so much knowledge, and he is so willing to share everything. That is so awesome of him, and I appreciate yesterday we had a good time learning a lot of secrets. So I want to just thank him and thank you, Joe, for putting that out there for us. So everyone have a great day, and then I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Dale Ann. And remember, you will be receiving an upgrade to the full package of search triggers, which is actually, it's a $360 value. People pay $30 a month for that. And he's going to upgrade everybody who was there, everybody who's a member of Traffic Authority, who's in the academy, will get the free upgrade there. And remember, we're also offering everybody who's a member of the academy to share in a joint venture project that he is running, okay? It's Victor running a joint venture. He put the whole thing together. All you have to do is send the offer to your list. And if a sale is made, you get 50% commission. Very cool. We were actually kind of like threatening that there would be JV of partnership opportunities with the Traffic Authority, Traffic Academy, and we finally have one. So, and I'm just sending a note right now to Jay Joshua to find out if there's going to be replays available of the Black Belt Marketers. 0725, come on out. 0725, you're next.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, community. Oh, my gosh, Joe, this show just gets better and better each day, don't you think? The quality of the engagement is improving weekly, if not daily. I'm so proud of everybody who speaks out and shares their thoughts and their concerns. It was good to hear from Mikhail. When Chuka calls in, I'm so proud of Doug reaching out. You know, he does that from his heart. He doesn't expect recognition. So when he receives it, I'm just proud of the community for sharing all that stuff. And lots of things are going on in our community, too. Yesterday I heard about a nearby retirement community has a pickup this morning, and they put out lists of things. A friend of ours went into Home Depot and bought 20 gallons of bleach and went through all of his clothes, those given to him, those he doesn't wear anymore, and they're all going on a truck this morning down to Houston. And I'm just heartwarming stories of what's going on. And, you know, I love what you share, the 5 points of Gary this morning, because one big blessing from Traffic Authority, I believe, for me anyway, has been the ability to accept change gracefully. I used to balk and get stomach aches over change, and now I welcome it. I love changing into a person who is learning things to offer to other people. You know, the tidbit of be a leader, you have to constantly be a student. I really, really believe that. And you made me laugh when you talked about your family wondering what you've been doing for the last 30 years. How do they think you're living? That's funny. I have a brother-in-law like that, where he's kind of questioning every move. And we had a conversation yesterday, and, you know, now he wants some links, and he's going to do some research on my mentors. And, you know, it just makes me smile. Change is key. We all have to change within if we want our circumstances outside of us to change, or nothing ever happens. So thanks for pulling this show off every single day. I wake up, especially on Thursdays, after the challenging alerting situation that takes place all day Wednesday. And, you know, I just want to crawl under the covers, but I use that five-second rule. I grab my coffee, and now I'm ready to roll. So thanks, Joe. Thanks, community. Prayers to everybody.
Thank you very much, Karen. Appreciate you taking the time to come out here today. It looks as though Karen is the last person today who has pushed one on the keypad of her telephone. I want to thank everyone who did take the time. We've had a nice turnout here today. What's the rest of you guys, though? There's so many of you in the queue who are reluctant to press one. One of these days, man, I'm going to just start bringing you guys out. Get ready for that, right? I'm going to start yelling out your phone number and pulling you out of the crowd. All right, remember, stuff is still happening in Houston. There's tragedy everywhere, quite frankly. But I want you to know that we've got family members, our people. Chuka is there. He's in some kind of a safety zone right now. His house is underwater to a certain degree. Not sure how bad it is, but I know that Doug did speak with Chuka, and his family were safe, and they're okay. They're dry, but all their stuff is gone. And Doug mentioned that how high Chuka's spirit is, right? It's like he's not going to take this thing laying down. He's going to rebuild. He's going to recover. So that's cool. But let's keep him in our prayers and our thoughts. And $10, man, that's all it takes. You know, really, it's not a big deal. Not in our lives, for real. So, okay, let's see you guys take some action today, all right? You listened to what was happening last night on Black Belt Market. It's all about taking action. Unless we take action, nothing is going to happen. We've got to get to our list, invite them to Secret Source webinar tonight. Keep your energy flowing. Keep the traffic moving. And keep your head up, okay, when you're crossing the street, if you're in that traffic, because we want you back here tomorrow in one piece. Until then, everybody.